going back a few slides. It's actually two questions. Starting with this one, and I don't know to what extent you know the details of the study, or maybe others in the room know it a bit better. I also found this table surprising, to say the least. And I think the question I have on this is if the number had been 2019 instead of 2023, would it have made any difference in terms of before the COVID impacts? Would there have been a higher increase in the second columns for each of those? I mean, clearly not for the regional, I guess, which is most of them are public service contracts anyway, and so they would have remained more or less at the same levels. But I was surprised by the intercity, the high-speed one, okay, less so the night train. The night train is something that's really picked up after COVID. But the two middle ones were a bit surprising from my point. And if I may, just to say things all together in the same question, on the next slide, the one on the mapping, apologies. There is a big line, as you highlighted, from Copenhagen to Stockholm, and or thick line. And the question is, in preparing this map, is the route considered or is the actual passenger numbers? Because I would imagine that the Copenhagen to Malmö part of that line is extremely highly used. And as you mentioned before with your example to Cologne, actually the rest of the route is either less used or, well, is definitely less used in terms of international passenger transport, and it's probably a lot of it is domestic passengers within Sweden. And I don't know how that has been calculated or reflected in this specific map and in the calculations that have come up. So apologies if I've asked difficult questions. Thank you.